I don't believe in horoscopes, astrologers, or psychics. It's all a load of hogwash. Why then do I fall upon my fortune cookie at the end of a meal in a Chinese restaurant with impatient glee? It's all baloney, of course, but tempting baloney nonetheless. None of us is happy dealing with uncertainty. I want answers right now, and preferably straightforward and satisfying answers. But deep down within us, we realize that there are not too many of those kinds of answers around, and so we tend to worry and fret. And that's the situation with the people in today's first reading and gospel. In the verses just before today's first reading begins, the people are worried because evildoers are prospering, and it seems that following God's laws, God's commandments, is pointless. And in the gospel, people want to know the date, the time, and the warning signs for the temple's destruction. Now, each of these readings comes out of a particular state of affairs and deals with issues specific to its time and place. Take, for example, that famous line from our second reading, "If anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat." St. Paul, in writing that, is not addressing a laid-off steelworker collecting unemployment benefits or the homeless who wander our streets. It would be fundamentalism of the worst kind to take a verse or two out of context and apply it directly to some contemporary situation. What we need to do is look for the message at the core of the readings and see how it might illuminate our present reality. When I was preparing this little homily, I kept going back to the final words of each reading, and I think we can look there for hope and for help. The final words of the first reading tell us of the rising of, quote, "the sun of justice with its healing rays," unquote. Note here that we're told that the coming of the Lord at the end of time will be for those of us who trust in God a time of healing. So much of the imagery about the day of judgment is dark and fearful, flames, swords, and gnashing of teeth, that it is good for us to be reminded that the second coming is not a threat, but a promise. God loves us. God cares for us. And God is coming to save us. The last words of the second reading and the gospel are quite close to one another in meaning. St. Paul urges us to work quietly, and Jesus reminds us, by your perseverance, our lives will be saved. As the last week in politics has shown us, there is much to surprise and fluster us. We can react in several ways, become one of those survivalists who stocks water and ammunition in the basement, turn cynical and decide to look out only for number one. Or we can follow the Lord's advice, roll up our sleeves, and despite all the distractions of all kinds of fearful omens, get on with the task at hand, loving and serving our God by loving and serving our sisters and our brothers, especially the poor, the vulnerable, and all those that the world looks down upon. Please stand to join me in the creed. The catechumen, sorry. I messed up.